This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm not sure how excited I am about hearing this song. It is one of the most favorite, especially here in the Northeast, but around the country where there is snow, people want to let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, no, no. Please, no. Hi, here we are. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen with General Horn and Jay Kirshner, checking what's going on here, there, and everywhere. The Christmas story at the moment is this couple from South Florida that have become known as the over-the-top Christmas light hosts. And they apparently have something else that's a problem. They are living in a house that's not theirs. They're squatters. Kathy Hyatt and her ex-husband, who died in 2020, squatted on the home, in the home in Plantation, Florida, for 15 years. So this is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. How does squatting happen? Do we know? I mean, how do people get involved to do it?
People take abandon. There's a lot of it done in African countries, not so much here, but it does happen. And
well,
so anyway,
I think it happens a lot. I mean,
do you? Maybe homeless people doing. Yeah, is that what you're thinking?
There's a lot of homeless people in California, so I see it a lot.
Yes.
But also, because of COVID, there was like an eviction moratorium. So there was, you couldn't kick somebody out if they weren't paying rent. And then in crazy California, let this be a warning to everybody. You also, if you are a landlord and want to evict someone, you have to give them a relocation fee. I was actually talking to a lady on my show in Los Angeles, and she goes,
"Hello.
I have places that I rent in Pasadena. I try to abide by rent control. So that means that you can only raise your rent by a few percentage points, per however often you can do that." And she said, "And I had someone who didn't pay rent throughout the entire pandemic, and then when they finally moved out, I had to give them $20,000 as a relocation fee."
Right, it's California's nuts.
It's absurd.
If Gavin Newsom looks really attractive to you, just remember that. Just remember that.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Well, with this couple, she was a realtor, so this was probably one of the properties, and they forged a deed. They completely documented all of this stuff up, and you would think that why would you bring attention to yourself with this over-the-top Christmas light display? I would think that anybody who was squatting or living somewhere illegal. When they are pretending to live there legally, you wouldn't want anyone to know. You wouldn't want to draw attention to yourself.
Right. Not at all. Well, anyway, I've seen pictures. We've all seen pictures of this place over the years, last few years. Yes, California. All right, so here's something from California. There's a plan afoot, Jennifer, to shoot. This is an island. And it's Catalina, actually, which is off the coast of Southern California. A nice place to go visit. Apparently, for decades, there's not been a lot of attention paid to the deer who are all over the island. I wonder how they got there. That would be my question, because deer, I don't know. You think took the ferry across? That song, that old song, 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina, that's about Catalina Island. And it's 26 miles when you go across from, I think it's the closest place is Long Beach, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, the boats go across from Long Beach, don't they, to get to Catalina?
Yeah, you can go from Long Beach or Newport Beach. I don't know which is the closest. Long Beach sounds fine.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's a plan afoot now because the deer are running amok, And the state of California, here's another Gavin Newsom story, Jennifer. You'll like this. And you can talk about it this morning. If you have you talked about this on your program on KRLA?
Yeah. I don't know. What's going on?
The largest of the Channel Islands is Santa Catalina. It's off the coast of Southern California. It's very biodiverse, and because it's a rugged place, people like to go climbing there. They do hiking, but there are lots of critters who are there. So the environmentalists in California have noticed that there are 60 plants there that are found nowhere else on Earth. The deer are scurrying across the islands, the hillsides and stuff, and they are eating these rare plants. So what is the idea? Yes, let's shoot all the deers to protect the native flora on Santa Catalina. This is something that there are a lot of movies that have been filmed there, yeah. A couple of ranches and stuff, but the lead conservationist on the island, a lady named Lauren Denhart, has gone public with an idea. As a matter of fact, she says this is the only way to save Catalina for future generations. Kill all the deer. And this is not only on this island, apparently some of the other Channel Islands as well. This one, some of them are off, 100 miles or so down the coast, but because the island was made famous by actors like John Wayne and Humphrey Bogart and a lot of people from that era, you can take the boat, cost you $2, I think. It cost a lot, to get over there. The deer are suffering from depleted food supplies because they've been allowed to proliferate. That means they've been allowed to have uncontrolled reproduction.
There.
No predators at all. So anyway, the sharpshooters have been hired. Oh, you got to catch them first. I suppose you could. Yep. But no, they want these. Oftentimes when you capture a deer or other animals like that, they die of the stress anyway. I found that with cows, they get shipping fever.
Like, just open it up and make it a hunting weekend and call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
apparently at least it'd be used for good instead of just, shooting them and getting them out of the
way.
Yeah,
just getting sharpshooters from a helicopter.
Yep, that's what they're doing. Yep, next summer, 7 weeks, it'll be open season on the deer. Kill them all. There's something about that that just doesn't set right with me.
Yeah.
Kill them. It's like, kill them all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like Jen's idea. Bring in hunters at least, because then they'll use the deer meat. You can use the fur.
At least you're eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right. So I've given you your big story of the day, Jennifer, when you go on the air later this morning.
Thank goodness, because I needed something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, there's not enough to talk about with these silly things that are going on. All right, so here's another one for you. While we're in California, the list of America's most loathed highways has come out this morning. Mm. There are roads all over the country. But guess what state has the number one, number two, and number three most loathed spot?
The 405, okay. Just to tick people off.
That's
five.
Number three. The five is number two.
Okay. Ooh, and number one. It's got to be either the 110 or the...
Right, so well,
no.
Yeah, you just said it. Yeah.
101.
You just said it. Yep. The 101, yeah. California's U.S. 101, number one. I suppose maybe it's really dead last on the list, depending on your perspective, I guess.
People's favorite
right.
Road.
Right. Yep. Ugh. It made the cut. There's one here. Let's see here. There are 35 on the list, and here in Massachusetts, Interstate 93. You got the nod. The survey is of 30,000 drivers around the country. So these traffic jams that you see, some of them, especially in California, the 5, the 405, the 101, there's traffic jams all day, every day. It doesn't make any difference what day it is.
Oh,
doesn't even make any difference
it doesn't
what
matter
time
what
it
time.
Is.
You're right. Just be prepared.
So I'm looking. There's another one here on I-95, which goes from the northern border of Maine down to the Keys. That's, let's see, number 11 on the list. Let me see what other popular story, other popular roads are there. Yeah, 84 in Connecticut. Yeah, just, I mean, we all know when you're driving, especially if it's a highway, it's a holiday, you get on the highways, there's a bottleneck where Interstate 84 meets the Mass Turnpike. You can sit there for hours on a holiday weekend, hours, and get no place, no place. So, anyway, there's that list. Yippee! OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Hey, talk about something pretty disgusting. Listen to this. They're going to the Supreme Court this week. The Supreme Court will hear arguments, in fact, over a settlement with Purdue Pharma that shields the family so they don't have to pay. The Sackler family owns Purdue Pharma. Remember how disgusting this was? We've been talking about this for a couple of years. They declared bankruptcy, the Sackler family, even though they're worth billions of dollars. The agreement has been hammered out between the victims groups and the various government agencies, providing billions of dollars to combat the opioid epidemic that they are personally responsible for. The Sacklers contribute $6 billion of their money. They give up ownership of the company, and then it comes out of bankruptcy. The profits will be used for treatment and prevention going forward, but they still get to keep billions of dollars.
Well, hear me out on this, just to play devil's advocate. So this is going to protect them from civil lawsuits. This family, OxyContin, has been helpful when it is not overprescribed, when people are not abusing it. They themselves didn't prescribe it. There was an issue where doctors were just prescribing it willy-nilly, and then people were also forging signatures. So I understand why
that's
the
a good
family
view.
Would try
that's
to
a very
fight
good view.
From being civil, civil lawsuit.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a very good perspective on it. So, you know, protection of the billionaires. People always like to, those guys are so rich. Well, they came up with something, as Jay pointed out, has been very helpful to a lot of people. So that's the other side of the story, which we sort of specialize in on Good Day, 18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you know, people talk about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then whoosh, gone. Just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sweet ladies of the air are here, Jay and Jen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. This is Social Media Time, 23 after the hour. Every hour in this segment, we pay attention to what some of the trending things are that are attached to, the technical aspects of social media. It sounds heavy, but it's not really. Your thoughts at Good Day Networks on all our social media. Here's something that has come out this week. The lists are on a number of different sites. Which list are you on? The fact that Americans prefer being naughty over being nice during the holidays. This is a screensaver review. There's a new survey by screensavers.com that reveals that two-thirds of Americans prefer naughty screensavers over sweet.
Stupid.
So, what would be a naughty screensaver, I suppose, would be the question, much as anything else. What's on the naughty list? Yes, right. Yeah. There's a new, I just saw one, you'll get a kick out of this. There's a new bra for women over the age of 65. There's a new...
It's called a wheelbarrow. I was just thinking a leash. I've already got mine on order.
So glad I brought that up. All right, let's see here.
Planning actually is a rough
thing. I have to tell you, there are some things nobody prepares you for. Those things really do go rogue sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
But the bras are the things that are in the bras.
Gravity. Mm-hmm. Both.
Gravity, right.
It's amazing, uh-huh. And it happens fast. All of a sudden, you're loving life, and the next thing you're like, when did my mom get here?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. On the naughty list this week, there's a lot of violence. A woman was arrested outside of Berkeley, California, outside a toy store there. She smacked a customer in the face with a box of Legos. She was, 39 years old, locked herself in her car outside the store, and then when the police came, she tried to drive away. They had to smash her window and get her out of the car. Right? There you go. There's somebody. That's right. Christmas shopping in America. Isn't that sweet? All right. On the social media side of things today, the AI chief at Meta doesn't think AI superintelligence is going to come anytime soon. He says he's skeptical about quantum computing. I don't even know what quantum. Anybody know what quantum computing is? What is that? Like quantum physics, huh? Is that what it means?
It's got to be. I think it's all in the same realm, quantum mechanics, quantum physics. I have tried to read about it to figure out more, and it's just out of my wheelhouse.
Right, just doesn't. Hey. Okay, so anyway. So the Meta, the chief, has a difference of opinion from the guy who runs NVIDIA. He said that AI will be fairly competitive with humans in less than 5 years, besting people at a number of mentally intensive tasks. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. That'd be my, that's my overview of this. The parent company of Facebook, this fellow who's the chief there, his name is Jan LeCun. He says, if you think AGI is in, the more GPUs... Well, I don't even know what I'm talking about here. AGI, what's AGI? I'm looking at this stuff. I'm like, who knows what this is? What's AGI?
Who knows?
Anybody know? See, we don't know what it is either. Open
Artificial
AI...
General Intelligence.
Uh-huh. What's a GPU? That's like a model of an old car. Anybody know what a GPU is?
This is why we're going to lose to the computers. We don't know what
graphics processing unit.
That's it.
All right. No, I was thinking of little GPU, which is now the old GTOs, the Pontiac GTOs, little GPU. That's where my mind goes.
I don't know GTO. GTO.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is increasing its attacks in Gaza while hunting down Hamas terrorists. Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter in southern Gaza as bombing intensifies in the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military ordered Palestinians to immediately evacuate half a dozen areas in South Gaza. The Iranian-backed Houthis are claiming responsibility for hitting three commercial ships from around the world with bombs in the Red Sea yesterday. The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones that officials say were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims it represents a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. It's unclear how many drones were shot down by the destroyer. No casualties were reported to the U.S. government, and the extent of damage is claimed to be minor. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Going to be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir. This is
going to
be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
La da da da.
The biggest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
All right. Let's get back to the conversation about what's going on today, or what the girls love to talk about, what they did over the weekend. Jay Kirshner, Jen Horn here with. What did you do over the weekend?
That's exactly what we sound like. That's an uncanny impression.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just going to commandeer for a second because I have a 10-second story to tell you. That's my new favorite
10
story.
10 seconds. All right, the timer's on. Yes.
Do you know who Sheila Jackson Lee is, the congresswoman from Texas?
Yes.
Yes.
She's the lady who wears crazy cowboy hats. Yeah. Well, she's running for mayor of Houston. She's leaving Congress and she's running for mayor of Houston. And over the weekend,
Congress
she wanted
has lost
to...
Houston's gain. Right?
Right, I'm sure.
Or maybe the other way around.
Right. She released a campaign advertisement, and she asked her people or her supporters to go out and vote, except the advertisement had the wrong day on it.
Lovely.
Isn't that great? She's running for this in this runoff election, and the election was supposed to take place on December 9th. And apparently she told people to go to the polls on December 7th. So there you go.
So how's that going to
work?
Got to
make sure you get the copy editing.
Jennifer's favorite story of the day. There we go.
Well, I always like to tell people that don't agree with me to vote a few days after Election Day, because I think that's
But, you know. Election is next Thursday.
I'm not running for anything, so it's different, right?
Yep. Our Christmas story of the half hour is a story about a Santa Claus train that brings cheer to children. This is 81 years this thing has been going on down in Appalachia. The Santa train, spreading holiday joy to children down in Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia. This has been going on for 80 years, folks. This is done by the CSX Freight Company, the railroad company. They shut down 110 miles of track and give it to the train, so they can they give out the holiday gifts to children along the railroad tracks in Appalachia. The longest Santa parade in the U.S., the joy that we see on the faces of the children is what makes it the most special time of the year. So this thing started back in 1943. Every year they take about 15 tons of toys out, clothing, that sort of stuff. Here's the story of a lady who's 80 years old who remembers walking a mile with her five brothers and five sisters to meet the Santa train as a child. And now she volunteers helping people distribute the gifts from the train. So you can hear, imagine, just put yourself there, the train coming down the track with the whistle and the children screaming and laughing and jumping up and down next to the railroad tracks. It's really kind of a neat thing, yeah. And especially down there where parents, a lot of times families can't afford Christmas gifts if they have a large family especially. And so this lady says, without them, I wouldn't have gotten much for Christmas at all. And so Amy Grant, some of the singers, Marty Stewart, Ricky Skaggs have helped over the years. The Judds jump on the plane, on the train. And it's good. 100 volunteers every year. And the people who want to give back will be on the train, and they're doing it. Apparently, they did this past week. They do it a couple of weekends in a row. So that's my favorite Christmas story.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
that's
my
a
favorite
one.
Story. Yep, that is.
That's
a good one.
I mean, that's more sweet and fun than someone screwing up their political.
Right. Somebody screwing up their life. Exactly. Joe Biden has a problem with young people. A survey by McLaughlin and Associates. Yeah. Well, I figured I'd give you a little raw meat just for a moment. There are a couple of Biden stories floating around, and the best time to have these conversations is when you are here. Over the weekend, Joe Biden warned the House that and members of Congress that the Ukrainians are going to run out of money because we haven't sent...
What are we going to do?
Well,
sorry.
How much are we expected to? I guess that's the question. We're the ones who have been funding most of this, not all of it, but most of it. Why doesn't the rest of the world, if you want to stick it to the Russians, which most people do, most countries do, then okay, jump on the bandwagon.
Especially
it shouldn't be the American taxpayer.
Here's the breaking news. We're running out of money, too. The United States is so far in debt. I mean, that's what I don't understand. Like, so Ukraine's running out of money and ammunition. We've helped a lot. But what's the next step? Are we just going to, is this going to be an ongoing war where everybody is just going to kind of stay as is? Status quo doesn't seem like anyone's making advances, does it? I mean, you listen to what's going on in Israel, you hear the news, okay, Israel's making way into Gaza. Every day there's something a little more. It seems like this is an active situation. Whereas Ukraine and Russia, we don't hear anything. It's just like a stalemate almost.
Yep. So, by the way, that last Friday when we did our talk radio review, I was just looking at the list. There wasn't even a story in the top 10 about the Russian war with Ukraine. Number one, obviously, was Hamas. And the, you know, the fighting's back on now. So that'll be a story that has significance at the end of the week. The passing of Kissinger and Sandra Day O'Connor and Rosalynn Carter. Usually those things happen in threes, right? Don't they? So that seems to be, that lends credence to that story. And the Santos expulsion. Well, we went through a list earlier, Jennifer, of the other six people who have been tossed out of Congress. It was a good revival list for me because I'd forgotten that three of the people that had been thrown out of Congress were during the Civil War, and they left Congress and went to fight for the Confederacy. So they were expelled. See you later, alligator. Speaking of expulsion, not that I want to throw meat, you know, fresh meat onto this broiler, but there's a survey out this weekend. 52% of Democrats want Biden out, not because of his age, but because of the bribe reports, wondering about whether or not $20 million went into his family's coffer, and or coffers, I guess. And so, let's see here. Of the list, 89%, that's a surprise, Republicans? I don't think so. 71% of independents and 51% of Democrats said that Biden should go if the bribe reports are true. And then there is the reference, the interest rates are coming down, the mortgage rates are going down about a point. Inflation over the period of the past, since 2020, with the advent of COVID and other things, mismanagement, you look at it any way you want to, 40-year high, but now it's slowing down through the this past year, actually toward the end of the year. The Fed and the rate hikes have stopped. That's certainly slowed things down a little bit. We're down to year-over-year inflation at 3.2% right now. And that's a little higher than they want to. But the reason I brought it up, Jennifer, is because much of the inflation or much of what we, you know, we're borrowing all this money, that affects what you pay. Now, people don't put the two and two together. All the money's been borrowed for Ukraine, for example, or for whatever else.
It's
killing
us.
Yeah. That's why the inflation rate, this is a government-created recession. And hopefully it won't get, it won't be as bad as some of these others, like the 2009-2010 reality. Biggest cost of living increases over the past year. Highest cost of living, Seattle is number 5. Detroit's number 4. Let's see here. Denver's number 3. Tampa is 2 and Miami is 1. That is the highest increase in the cost of living around the country is in Miami. The lowest
increase.
Right.
Not total. Okay.
No. And on the bottom of the list, Honolulu, Washington, Houston, Minneapolis, and Anchorage, Alaska has seen the least inflation, cost of living increases. I suppose that makes sense, right? In a manner of speaking.
It was already pretty expensive in Hawaii, so.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah, the cost of living was already so expensive there. How much more can you go?
Yeah, exactly. All right. The eruption in Indonesia, people say, look, the world is falling apart. It's blowing up. Mount Merapi has blown up. The eruption over the weekend, you can see pictures of the ash everywhere. And so a lot of climbers. Why would you climb a mountain? Maybe this is just Indonesia. I don't know. But a lot of climbers were injured because the mountain blew up. Everybody knew it was going to erupt. It was just a matter of time. So why would you take a trip? Why would you climb up the slopes of a mountain that you know is going to...
It's a perfectly good mountain. Why'd you have to climb it?
blow up. Yeah. 26 climbers are still waiting rescue because they're stuck up there as the mountain is exploding. What a bunch of dummies. Right? I mean, think about it. How stupid is that? Okay. Now, let's do a little... This is very interesting. The fact that the announcement has been made that Alaska Airlines wants to buy Hawaiian Airlines. I find that an interesting kind of curious. You know me, as I travel, I think about these things. But it would mean the biggest change from the West Coast of service to Hawaii that probably ever has happened. Hawaiian Airlines goes back to, it used to be an inter-island airline, and then they became,
it's
you know.
It's a fun airline, though, if you're flying to Hawaii from Los Angeles. I always love flying to Hawaii. It's fun.
I was going to once, and I was going to go on, they were going to take me on a trip to Pago Pago, because I had been invited over there to do a personal appearance, come over and visit and have some fun, because believe it or not, we're heard in Pago Pago and on Guam. And so I was going to go, and Hawaiian Airlines gave me a hard time. So I said, you know what? I don't really want to go. I'm not riding in the back of the plane 16 hours to go over there. If you don't think this is a promotion that's worth me sitting in the front of the plane, see ya. And so that was the end of that. Now, let's talk about something else. Here's the story going back to 1972, ladies, of a plane crash in the Andes Mountain. There is a Netflix film called The Society of Snow that has brought back some reflections. This is the reason they're doing this. These people, the survivors, ate the bodies of their friends in the plane. That's how they survived. And that was the big thing back in the 1970s. There's a story about Dr. Robert Canessa, who was 19.
Now, which of your friends would you eat first? 877-55-DOUG.
No, it's 855-999-DOUG. Right. If you were in a similar situation, yes, who would you eat first? Let's see, would I eat Jennifer or Jay? I don't know. I know what? James.
Probably
James
me, because I die first. I don't survive. I already accept this fact.
And I don't have
like
a lot
zombie
of meat.
Apocalypse, I don't make it out.
I don't have a lot of meat on my bones, so.
That's better, James, you're
ways
to kill.
Great. Sure. I'm glad I brought that up.
We're still hungry.
We would starve.
48 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Oh, O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us is Nick Miles, who runs an operation called OurAutoExpert.com. You can see his video on Fox News stations around the country when he's reporting on cars, takes tests. He goes all over the place every week. He's driving this car, this model. So he has expertise when it comes to talking about what's going on in the car business. I see that FOMO Co., the Ford Motor Company, is resuming construction of electric vehicles in their Michigan plant. They stopped when the auto strike started, and they were very happy to stop because the slowing down of electric vehicle sales is a legend now. And so what are they going to do when they build all of these cars and they can't sell them? They're supposed to be building 400,000 vehicles a year. They've cut production from that. That's what they estimated they were going to do, Nick, but now they're down to 230,000. And I'll bet that they spent $3.5 billion to retool the plant for electric cars. And you just look at this and you think, okay, who made these business decisions? The public, unless you're in a crazy state like California, don't want them.
Yeah, it's hard for the automakers because they're kind of forced into this difficult situation where they're told that they're allowed a certain amount of emissions from all of their vehicles collectively from the whole fleet. And so the only way to really get to those emission standards is to make them non-fossil burning fuels. And clearly people don't want those vehicles. They don't work for everybody. They can't charge them. They're too expensive. Now used cars are going to go up in price. You're going to see huge increases because as they stop being produced and they fall off the map, people still want gas vehicles. And so at some point, the government's going to have to revise their projections and the laws.
It's about time the government was listening to the people who pay the bill. I would think that would be number one where we'd start. Good God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, at Ford, production workers in Kentucky... I was wondering whether this ever got settled or not. I know that there was a problem because they didn't vote with the rest of the UAW to accept
the contract. So what are they doing there? Is that ever get settled?
Well, it gets
Ford.
Difficult, doesn't it? Because if Ford have to renegotiate, which is what they're doing, that means that they'll have a different contract from everybody else. I mean, how's that going to work? And
not
so
well.
The difficulty, you know, not every factory is the same. Some factories have different amount of workers in different departments, so you've got to tailor them a little bit, but it might cause upset through the rest of the union. So that needs to be solved. I know they're at the table trying to bang that out.
Yeah. Okay. There is something called Operation Frodo. Frodo is a character from some, and I'm trying to remember where Frodo came from.
Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what's this all about?
Baggins. Yeah, so we do this drive. This will be the second year we've done it. There is a glut of beagles on the in the heartland of America. When hunters don't want them anymore, they dump them in the woods. And so these rescues gather them all up. And there's very few beagles available on the West Coast, so we drive across the country in the middle of winter. So these
I remember when you did that. Yeah, okay, yes. Remember this, yeah. Did it last year.
And so we have 10 dogs we're going to save. 4 car companies, Nissan, Ford, Subaru, and Hyundai, have donated vehicles, and the drivers have donated their time and some money we got for hotels and food and gas, and we're going to drive these 10 dogs to their forever homes in Seattle and Portland.
Wow. It's got to be, if there are 10 dogs you've rescued, how many hundreds more could be rescued? You got to think about that. They leave. Who does this? What kind of a sicko uses dogs to flush out prey and then they leave them out in the woods to die? Yeah, those people should be left out in the woods to die. Save the dogs, let those people die in the woods.
Yeah.
Good God. All right, here's something. That is, I'm chuckling because I remember I knew a guy who traveled around New England turning odometers back. He made a living on it. And he would go to dealers and, truck dealers, car dealers. So apparently this is still a problem. I thought that they fixed it so you couldn't do that. Right. So what's the scoop here?
Yeah, you think so. So now the technology is out there to digitally turn these digital odometers back. So you get a new engine, you have to program in the correct miles on the odometer. So there's ways of doing it, and there's legal ways of doing it. But unscrupulous dealers, and even FedEx have been accused of doing this in the resale of their trucks, is adjusting the odometer from the real number. And that's a huge problem. It can cost you $4,000.
So FedEx is selling trucks and they spin the speedometers back when they sell them?
They've been accused of it. There's a big story on MSN a few weeks ago.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.